Guten Abend, mein Herren. Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. Woo. This is Sprockets. No, wait, it's not Sprockets.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, the music threw me.
I don't even know what Sprockets is.
Oh, you. Sprockets was a series of skits on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
With Mike Myers as a unitard, a black unitard clad German talk show host.
Yes, I remember this. Okay.
Yes. He was very happy to be doing that that bit. It made him as happy as a little girl.
Aw.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, what this is not Sprockets, but non-productive. And you are tuned in to the Round 5 results show for our Women in Fiction March/into April Madness tournament.
It was the Final Four. That's exciting. That's like a basketball term.
Woo! Yes, you sportsed that. Good.
I did.
Well, very well sported, James. Thank you for joining us. I'm Big Papa Pete. With me, as often, are Al, James, Nate, and as less frequently, Pope.
Yay.
Thank you all for joining us here tonight. It's a very exciting night. As James mentioned, we are in the Final Four. The champions of the various regions have been crowned, and now they set forth to battle one another.
I really want to know who won.
I'm duking it out. I'm into it.
We've got two blockbuster games this week. We had Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones versus Leia Organa from Star Wars. And then Lisa Simpson from the Tracy Ullman Show against Rey from Star Wars The Force Awakens. So, does anybody have any comments they want to make about these matches?
I think you killed Al.
Well said, Al. Anybody have any cogent points to say?
I think I'm putting my money on Leia and Lisa, but I'm curious what this would be like if it's like Leia Rey. You know what I mean? Like, I think Leia Lisa is awesome for like what'll end up being our finals, and that's going to be my guess. But I'm like, Star Wars off. That also could be a thing. So
it's the old garb kind of versus the new garb kind of, but I don't know.
You saying old garb or old guard?
Old guard.
He said garb.
Okay,
I
good.
Did, but I meant good. Guard.
Last like, season's fashion versus this season's fashion.
I'm like, I'm imagining you showing up to Ren Fair in the same thing you wore last year.
Unacceptable. Just disgusting. That chain mail, out of fashion.
Oh, old garb.
Oh, hate
terrible.
It.
Terrible. We much prefer the new garb. Which includes Doctor Who cosplay on Multiverse Weekend.
Oh, jeez.
Ugh.
But anyway.
I hate Time Traveler Weekend.
But yeah, beyond that, though, I really hope that Leia took the win on this because I just feel she deserves it. I feel that character is just that's a fantastic character. And I'm with James on this and hoping with Lisa being the other victor. As much as I would love to see a Star Wars off, I just like Lisa that much more as a character.
Pope, you haven't been around for a lot of the March Madness tournament, although I know you've been glued to it like a 2-year-old glued to a thing that 2-year-olds glue themselves
sugar
to.
Sugar glue.
Actual glue, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paste is delicious.
About that, like that hand thing, you know, that most little kids do. But I would say, you know, It's been a fun thing. I feel like Lisa Simpson, honestly, has been a dark horse throughout this. I know I voted against her in every round.
And
but,
yeah.
Wow. We're not friends anymore.
Sorry. Now we know how Pope feels.
I don't know. I just
so we've got a streak like going here.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't feel like she has been as strong against as those who she's gone against in the past few rounds.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Good
That's
for
rough.
Her. Glad she's here. Yay.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with further ado, or James, did you want to?
I feel like we're not giving Lisa enough credit here after Pope's knockdown. Like, we've talked so much on this show how Lisa's had, how many seasons of The Simpsons?
Something in the mid-20s, I think? Yeah. Something maybe early 30s?
No, there were all those seasons in the middle where she just wasn't there. Prove me wrong, kids.
But, you know, we've had all these seasons of The Simpsons to see Lisa do great things and be a great character as compared to, you know, the two and a half hours we've spent with Ray, who's cool. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, Lisa's just done so much and been so many things, lot of which is good.
And I hate to say it, but, like, Ray does literally just have that movie because it's not even like there's expanded, like, universe stuff for her. It's not like we have a novelization or some of the stuff for her before. Like, there's just, that's it. We just got
She did
film.
Some non-canon stuff in the Disney Infinity game.
But there's also expanded canonized novelization.
I'm sorry, that's
completely true. There is expanded universe content of Ray. You lied to our listeners.
Wait,
you monster.
Really?
It really isn't. That was a joke. That is, Ray has really been in nothing that counts.
I mean, you could say that, but there has been content that did come out. It does exist if you cared that much to look for it.
Besides the Disney Infinity game?
I was more just speaking to the novel. Of the movie.
Yeah, that was me misspeaking.
That kind of does some, like, you know, more psychic insight, so you get more inside people's heads.
Yeah,
and
that was my mistake. I didn't mean
it. And it explains a little bit more about the dehydrated bread, which, you know, is really pivotal in the book.
Look, if we're going to count every horseman that's force sensitive in the EU, then we have to count the book based on the movie that has Ray in it. Realistically, come on.
But that's the whole point. Disney got rid of the horse sensitive horsemen.
They
the force
did,
sensitive
and then
horsemen.
Replaced it with this.
But I'm gonna
replaced them with horse sensitive horsemen.
Yeah, but I'm going to stand by every interpretation of a character, or most interpretations of a character, is probably what influences this sort of stuff. So, you know, obviously you've had Lisa, who's done all of this stuff. You'd have you know, Leia, who has old expanded universe canon, tons of movies, new canon. I mean, just so much, you know, great stuff for you to look at. You know, Brienne and Rey, we don't know if they stand the test of time yet. We'll see in this competition, I guess.
Look, James, I can count on zero hands the number of times that Lisa has held a lightsaber.
I bet if I look that up, we can get at least one finger on one hand.
I feel
hand.
Confident that at some point in the just bajillion episodes of Simpsons and expanded universe Simpsons content of comics and other things, at some point, she held a lightsaber.
Nope, because the Simpsons are Fox, and Fox doesn't have the rights to Star Wars.
She has dressed up as a fake Harry Potter character. I'm pretty confident.
I can't believe nobody called me out on that Fox comment.
I don't know anything about licenses.
It's completely wrong because Fox owned Star
Fox
Wars.
Fox owned Star Wars before.
I don't care about Star Wars and I don't know anything. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just kind of looking in general.
She fought a bear!
When did she fight a bear?
Like consistently.
Lisa's always fighting a bear. Watching The Simpsons once in a while. Like, all those scenes where Mr. Smithers is hitting on Mr. Burns, look in the background, there's Lisa fighting a bear.
I mean, I can't prove you wrong. I haven't seen them all, so I guess I'll just have to assume you're right.
There we go.
Okay, all that nonsense out of the way. I think it's time to delve into the actual results of tonight's matches.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should do that.
The bear won all of them.
It's what people are excited for. By the way, I think we might as well at this point thank our loyal listeners of the podcast by revealing to them the password for the next round of voting. Which, as you all know by now, we bury in the middle of the podcast most of the time so that people don't just zip to the end to get it. So, this week's secret password for voting. Nate, write this down because you're going to have to use it later.
I remember things.
Is scream into your box by typing in all caps, the bear. No spaces, all one word. Once again, the password for voting this week in round 6 is the bear, all caps, no spaces.
Not a bear, the bear.
Exactly.
That's not like bearing with something, that's like an animal bear.
Like, isn't that the same
like,
bear?
No.
Not bare hands.
Like, but
bear
that's spelled
the
same
animal.
As like not like like bare, like no clothes or you know uncovered.
Anyway, our first matchup: Brienne of Tarth versus Leia Organa. If you remember, last week, Leia won with only one vote going to her opponent. This is not the case this week.
Oh, okay.
The landslide is has been halted. Because this round, Leia Organa defeats Brienne of Tarth, who got two votes.
Yay!
Good job, Brienne. You nailed it. I'm so proud of you.
You did better than whoever Leia had fought last time, who I've already forgotten.
Yeah, there we
Moana?
Go.
This is so unexpected. I never saw any of this coming. You lied to me. I don't know. Wow, what a surprise.
Everyone's get over the shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we were all talking like she had already won like at the beginning of the podcast.
I hate to say it. Yeah, we were all kind of thinking
within moments of the last competition becoming a reality, it was like, oh, well, that sucks for Brienne. Anyway, moving along.
Moving along, we've got the other match. And this one was a nail biter, folks.
Oh.
I'm nervous.
Okay, as much as the first round was a runaway for Leia.
Yeah.
This was a dead heat. And it actually came down to one vote.
Whoa.
It was my vote.
And this is not a this is not like hyperbole or me trying to mislead you at all. There's literally one vote difference between the winner and the loser.
Oh.
And the winner.
I'm scared.
By one vote, going on to fight Leia Organa in the championship round. Rey from Star Wars.
Star Wars final.
I mean, this is intense. This is a real fight. Rey versus Leia.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say this. I don't have the confidence in Rey because Rey struggled to get here. Leia didn't. Leia trounced her competition.
I mean, that's true, but this is a real competition. You know, I love Lisa, and I'd probably vote for Lisa, but when it comes down to Lei versus Lisa, I'm pretty confident Leia will come out on top. When it comes to Lei versus Rey, Leia versus Rey, I'm not super sure. You never know what people are going to come out with. Because now, it's not just, you know, people voting for Star Wars. It's genuinely, you gotta vote for which Star Wars you liked more. Which of these characters, which of these generations, you know?
I still feel, based on the strength of Leia's wins, that Leia is the odds-on favorite here.
Yeah. Oh, I would agree with that.
But... And I've made this point over and over again, but it still bears repeating. This is Leia's year.
I mean, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Leia's not going to have another chance, really. She's not going to get another run of this. Episode 8 is going to be the last real movie that we get Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia.
Yeah, they even said like there's going to be no like hologram ghost of Carrie Fisher in the next movie.
Although apparently they are going to use footage that they've already shot to include Leia in Episode 9.
Probably just some small stuff.
I mean, probably. Yeah. I'd have to imagine that she's got somewhat of a decreased role, unless she filmed a lot of stuff that we don't know about, which is possible. But
she's a little unpredictable. For all we know, she filmed like 8 hours of footage just in case.
Although, given the fact that I don't think Episode 9 has a director yet.
It does.
Although
yeah,
it has a director, but he hasn't really worked on it.
No, but Rian Johnson did finish writing it, though. Right, because he was supposed to write 8 and 9.
Yeah, I think
so. And he was the director of the new movie. Anyway, to get off on this tangent, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm not going to lie.
I'm excited.
I guess I love Star Wars, but I'm maybe a little uninterested in this. When I think of so many of these fantastic characters and these fantastic series we've had over... you know, the course of a really long period of time. I mean, the only characters, I mean, real female icons I can think of that come out of Star Wars are Leia and Rey. Now, Leia is an important one, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I mean, for a series that has a lot of other female characters that maybe aren't quite as fleshed out or well done. I don't know. This is a lot of attention to Star Wars.
I feel like Leia kind of embodies, like, the heart of this whole competition, though. Like, given, you know, even aside from, you know, who played her, Carrie Fisher is, like, I mean, probably an amazing role model, you know, of recovery and, you know, mental health, et cetera, et cetera. Leia herself, you know, is a crazy, you know, strength of, you know, becoming an orphan in the middle of a series, like, unlike, you know, already having, you know, lived with it a little bit. And, you know, becoming a politician and kind of growing on that, becoming a general, you know, never really escaping from her responsibilities, unlike most of the other major characters in the storyline. You know, she had a lot of, you know, crazy awesomeness.
Yeah, you say that actually is a really good point. Like, every other character, like, Luke leaves the farm. Han just, like, I'm a space pirate. Han even leaves his family, says bye. But, like, Leia consistently stays for every single responsibility she has. I'm surprised I didn't notice that till now. Like, even in the original trilogy, she's like, no, I'm a politician, I'm fear of the war effort, and I'm, like, you know, like, these are things that I care about, and even things I don't care about, I have to stand there and, you know, do something about.
And I think Leia is a amazing example of female empowerment, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at her, she's a spy, a resistance fighter, a military general, a politician. When you get into the expanded universe, she's a mother, a Jedi, to some degree. I don't know if she ever becomes a full Jedi.
Not really, no.
She learns to use the Force.
Yeah.
Force sensitive. A spiritualist.
Yeah.
She's the perfect example of not only can you be whatever you want to be, you can be everything you want to be, as long as you work at it.
Yep.
And Leia never, in nothing, granted I've never read the entire expanded universe,
right,
but I have never gotten the feeling that Leia was just handed these roles in the books, or by the writers. Mm-hmm. You get the sense that Leia has worked for each and everything that she's gotten. And I think that makes her an incredible character.
I agree.
I completely agree. Leia really earned a lot of her positions, and even positions we didn't see her earn, we saw the way she acted in them, and you can tell she deserved to be there. I mean, you want to talk about female empowerment, she strangled the dude that put her in a bikini, and basically, that screams to me female empowerment.
Down with the patriarchy. Real into that.
Real down with the jobarchy. That guy. Really into it. Love Leia. I think she is a great character. Carrie Fisher is a great woman. Everything about this character, especially now, is really powerful and someone I really, really look up to.
I'm going to go say, like, I know I said some, like, things about Rey before, about, like, not having a lot of material, but I do want to come to defense of Rey as a character because I feel like Rey definitely deserves it. I don't want to just upsell Leia like she's the only, like, no, she has some competition here. And I feel like, as Rey, I've said this a million times before, I'll say it one more time, was a Star Wars fan in a Star Wars movie, and I feel like that's a bit of an undersell as to what that character is. They chose this character to represent the audience. They chose this character to come and be, hey, we're going to put you in a Star Wars film, and I think she does that flawlessly. I think there's so much more to that character even than that, being that she, accomplishes or survives so much given so very little. And even though we don't have a lot to go on, what we do have is enough for us to, like, very readily identify with this character. I mean, the poll results are enough to realize that, no, people love this character. People have an affection for this character, for the way it was performed, for the way she acts, for all of those scenes, like, just consistently standing up and doing things. Like, she's Pete Gaunt listed all these things Leia is, and, like, and, you know, she is too. She's a fighter. She's, like, a scavenger, a mechanic, a pilot, a Jedi. Once again, we go to that, you know, a million other things. And, you know, and we get all this in one film. And I feel like that means something. And it's a role model for a new generation.
Just to try and sum up what Al's saying, I think I could, if you want to look at it big picture kind of way, the fans love Leia. The fans are Rey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a question of which one of those two wins over.
Well, and I think that was really important. I know when Rey was cast and kind of we saw the framing of this story, just how many of my, you know, how many female friends I knew that, you know, were like, you know, this is, I mean, obviously just as a whole, representation is an important thing. This is one of the reasons why we do this podcast. And to see, like Al said, you know, a female Star Wars fan represented in these movies is not a side character, not a love interest, but the hero.
Yeah, and I feel like there's also kind of this realm of potential where she is almost like Leia from A New Hope, where she could grow in, like, where she could just grow into just about anything. She could, you know, grow up to become this politician. She could do anything, and, you know, it's exciting, and it's fun, and it's new, and we're all really, really happy, and we love her for all of these reasons.
Okay, so there we have it. Final round is Leia Organa versus Rey. It's an all Star Wars finisher for our Women in Fiction March Madness tournament. And what a weekend to do it at. This upcoming weekend, while our voting will be happening, is the
Star Wars Celebration.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. And I think that actually says a lot. Is for those people that say, like to joke about Star Wars being a religion or Jedi being a religion, I think there might be something to that, because this week is Passover and Easter, and the powers that be said, it's Star Wars Celebration too. Screw that. We're ignoring your high holy days. We're having celebration when we want to.
At the cost of a tasteless joke. The Force has been with this competition.
And is okay, awakening this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even going to give you an eye on that one. I was just going to let that one die.
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned to the voting on non-productive.com. Cast your votes early and once.
Good night, everybody!
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.